It is. Good morning. It is Thursday. Wow. 3 November 2022. Welcome to Read the Word. Thank you for being here and being with us. It's going to be a good session tonight. We're studying the triumphal entry again tonight in Luke and in John. And then Jesus and John begins to get into a whole bunch of different things. Mary anoints him with oil. They're trying to kill Lazarus, the man of God came back from the dead, and now they want to kill him again.
My goodness.
But, who was it that said it? Nobody said it. Oh, Lou Engle said it. Oh, somebody finally got a death threat? We're getting close to the book of Acts. Glory, hallelujah. Well, here we go. Let's get started right away so we got lots of time to read. Let's start with our opening prayer. Get your Bible. It'll be all right. I'm always ready. Hold your Bible up. Let's make our confession. This is my Bible.
This is my Bible.
I believe what God's Word says.
I believe what God's Word says.
I am what Jesus says I am.
I am what Jesus says I am.
Because He is the great I am.
Because He is the great I am.
I receive the Word of God tonight.
I receive the Word of God.
And plant Him as a seed.
And plant Him as a seed.
In the good soil of my heart.
In the good soil.
Producing a hundredfold return and more.
Producing a hundredfold return and
in
more.
My spirit, soul, and body.
In my spirit, soul, and body.
In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen.
And amen. Here we go with Luke chapter 11. Got these screens backwards, so give me just a second here. There we go. The Lord's Prayer. Now it came to pass as he was praying in a certain place, when he ceased from praying, that one of his disciples said to him, Lord, teach us to pray. I'm in the wrong book. Well, let's go, computer. Do the right thing here. There we go. Mark 11, 1. When they drew near Jerusalem to Bethpage and Bethany at the Mount of Olives. And you can pretty much find yourself exactly on the map where that's going to be. He sent two of his disciples, and he said to them, go into the village opposite you. As soon as you've entered it, you'll find a colt tied, on which no one has sat. Loose it, and bring it to me. If anyone says to you, why are you doing this? Say, the Lord has need of it, and immediately he will send it here. So they went their way and found the colt tied by the door outside on the street, and they loosed it. But some of them went their way, and some of those who stood there said to them, what are you doing, loosing the colt? And they spoke to them just as Jesus had commanded. So they let them go. Isn't that interesting? Verse 7. See, God had showed Jesus the picture, and Jesus just told them, what he saw the Father do and what he heard the Father say. And when he spoke it, it was perfect. Our problem is we're doing God's will. No, we're doing our will and trying to get to God to put his stamp of approval on it, rather than getting serious with our relationship with God so we can hear his voice and learn how to get the understanding in our spirit, in our soul, in our body, so we have the revelation like Jesus did. Because he saw that picture, obviously. That's a gift of the Spirit. Now, verse 8. Many spread their clothes on the road. Others cut down the leafy branches from the trees, spread them on the road. Then those who went before and those who followed cried out, saying, Hosanna, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the kingdom of our father David that comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. And Jesus went into Jerusalem and into the temple. And when he looked around, he said, I got to deal with some stuff here. And all things, as the hours already were 8, he went out to Bethany. And this one doesn't tell him. But he purged the temple that day. Now, I'm going to start a new thing here. See if I can get this good. The next day, when they had come out from Bethany, he was hungry. Okay. I'm in 11, 12. And seeing from afar a fig tree having leaves, he sent to see if perhaps he would find something on it. When he came to it, he found nothing but leaves, for it was not the season for figs. In response, Jesus said to it. Now, it's interesting it's written that way. Jesus is responding to the tree. The tree's talking. You ever had a talking tree? Let no one eat fruit from you ever again. And his disciples heard it. Verse 15, so they came to Jerusalem. Jesus went into the temple and began to drive out those who bought and sold in the temple. And he overturned the tables of the money changers and the seats of those who sold doves. And he would not allow anyone to carry wares through the temple. Then he taught, saying to them, is it not written, my house shall be called a house of prayer for all nations? But you have made it a den of thieves. And the scribes and the chief priests heard it and sought how they might destroy him, for they feared him, because all the people were astonished at his teaching. When evening had come, he went out of the city. Here's what that sounds like. We got to kill him. We got to kill him. Look at them. They all believe in him. We got to kill him. Well, what are you going to do? I don't know. Just go out there and grab him. I'm not grabbing him. That crowd will throw you down, man. That's why you got a voice. Make sure you're using it, because they won't mess with us. I thought it was so funny last night. I shouldn't stop here, but I'm going to. I saw a video from Sean Fouke, and he was talking about whatever that thing's called he does. We worship God, or worship in the city, or whatever it's called. Let us worship, yeah. And he's talking about when he did it in Arizona. He got a $10,000 fine there that day. Yeah. Now the governor of Arizona had him come and do a joint thing with him.
Yeah.
And when the guy asked him about the fine, he's like, yeah, I got it. You can see the look in his eye. I'm coming back too, and ain't nobody gonna find me this time. To fine $10,000 during COVID, calling him a super spreader. You're gonna spread it everywhere. And it didn't. Liar, liar, pants on fire. Jesus' authority's got me all fired up here. Verse 20. In the morning as they passed by, they saw the fig tree dried up from the roots. And Peter, remembering, said to him, Master, look, that fig tree you've cursed is withered away. And Jesus answered and said to them, Have faith in God. For assuredly I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, Be removed and be cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that those things he says will be done, he will have whatsoever he says. Jesus literally just said that you and I get to have what we says. Verse 24, therefore I says to you, Jesus is trying to get what he says, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you will have them. Verse 25, when you stand praying, if you have anything against anyone, forgiving, that your Father in heaven may also forgive you your trespasses. But if you do not forgive, neither will your Father in heaven forgive your trespasses. Jesus just said, you can say to the mountain to be removed, and it will do it. But if you do not forgive, it will not come to pass. Because if you don't forgive your brother, then God can't forgive you. And then your words of faith are of no value because you won't forgive your brother. Do not preach, just read. Verse 27. Then they came to Jerusalem. And as he was walking in the temple, the chief priests, the scribes, the elders came to him. And they said to him, By what authority are you doing these things? And who gave you this authority to do these things? As if they haven't already asked him throughout his ministry this question. Jesus answered and said to them, I also will ask you a question. Then answer me. And I will tell you by what authority I do these things. The baptism of John, is it from heaven or from men? Answer me. Verse 31, they reasoned among themselves, saying, Wait a minute now. If we say from heaven, he'll say, then why didn't you believe him? But if we say from men, they feared the people, for all those counted John to have been a prophet indeed. They answered and said to Jesus, We do not know. And Jesus answered and said to them, Neither will I tell you by what authority I do these things. Smoked them.
So there.
Right in their sandals. And the sandals are still scorching today. John chapter 12. There's a lot in this chapter. Mary anoints Jesus at Bethany. Then 6 days before the Passover, Jesus came to Bethany where Lazarus, who had been dead, whom he raised from the dead. They made him a supper. And Martha served, but Lazarus was one of those who sat at the table with him. Then Mary took a pound of very costly oil of spikenard. Don't you just love spikenard? It's a wonderful fragrance. Anointed the feet of Jesus and wiped his feet with her hair. And the house was filled with the fragrance of the oil. One of his disciples, Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, who would betray him, said, Why was this fragrant oil not sold for 300 denarii and given to the poor? That's how those religious types sound when they talk. Trying to sound real astute, but they're just real stupid.
Yeah.
6. This he said, not that he cared for the poor, but because he was a thief and he had the money box. And he used to take what was put in it. Jesus said, "Let her alone. She has kept this for the day of my burial. For the poor you have with you always, but me you do not have always." Now, the plot to kill Lazarus. Now a great many of the Jews knew that he was there, and they came, not for Jesus' sake only, but they might also see Lazarus, whom he raised from the dead. But the chief priests plotted to put Lazarus to death also, because on account of him, many of the Jews went away and believed in Jesus. How dare they do that? But see, that's why you want signs, wonders, and miracles happening in your church, because those signs, wonders, and miracles will cause many people to come and receive of the things of God who may not have normally come. Why? They're like, "Are you serious? This person literally got raised from the dead?" Yeah. The triumphal entry. John 12:12. "The next day, a great multitude had come to the feast. When they heard that Jesus was coming to Jerusalem, they took branches of the palm trees. And they went out to meet him and cried out, 'Hosanna, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, the King of Israel.' Then Jesus, when he had found a young donkey, sat on it, as it is written, 'Fear not, daughter of Zion. Behold, your king is coming, sitting on a donkey's colt.' His disciples did not understand these things at first. But when Jesus was glorified, then they remembered that these things were written about him and that they had done these things to him." Verse 17. "Therefore the people who were with him when he called Lazarus out of the tomb and raised him from the dead bore witness. For this reason the people also met him, because they heard that he had done this sign. The Pharisees therefore said among themselves, 'You see that you are accomplishing nothing. Look, the world has gone after him.'" Guess what, guys? You're right. The world did go after him. Why? Because Jesus said, "These signs will follow those who believe." What are they? Cast out demons, heal the sick, speak with new tongues. Remember what it says in the last verse, 21? "And God, working with them everywhere they went, confirmed the word with following sign." Everywhere they went, God was confirming his word. Verse number 20. "There were certain Greeks among those who came to worship at the feast. Then they came to Philip, who was from Bethsaida of Galilee, and asked him, saying, 'Sir, we wish to see Jesus.' Philip came and told Andrew, and in turn Andrew and Philip told Jesus. Jesus answered them, saying, 'The hour has come that the Son of Man should be glorified.'" You notice he didn't say anything about the Greeks. "Most assuredly, I say to you, unless a grain of wheat falls into the ground and dies, it remains alone. But if it dies, it produces much grain. He who loves his life will lose it. He who hates his life in this world will keep it for eternal life." Now, you don't have to hate your life. That's not what Jesus is teaching you. Walk around, "I hate my life. I hate my life." No. He's saying, lay down your life. Lay it down. If you study that Greek word, there'd be a whole bunch of meanings in it. "If anyone serves me, let him follow me. And where I am, there my servant will be also. If anyone serves me, him my Father will honor." Now Jesus begins to talk about his crucifixion. Verse 27, "My soul is troubled, and what shall I say? Father, save me from this hour. But for this purpose I came to this hour. If he was God, it would have been no trouble to him, guys. He wouldn't have been wrestling with it. But see, he's a man. He caused himself to be a man so that he would suffer what you and I suffer. Verse 30, Jesus answered, no, 28, Father, glorify your name. And a voice came from heaven saying, I've both glorified it and will glorify it again. People who stood by and heard it said it had thunders. Others said an angel spoke to him. Jesus answered and said, this voice did not come because of me, but for your sake. Now is the judgment of this world. Now the ruler of this world will be cast out. And I, if I am lifted up from the earth, I will draw all peoples to myself. This he said, signifying by what death he would die. And the people answered him, we have heard from the law that the Christ remains forever. And how can you say the Son of Man must be lifted up? Who is this Son of Man? Isn't that something? That all Jesus' ministry, all of it, while Jesus is standing right in front of them, and as many times as he said it to them, they never got it. Isn't that something? Yeah. And Jesus said, little while longer the light is with you. Walk while you have the light, lest darkness overtake you. He who walks in darkness does not know where he is going. Verse 36. The unbelief of the people. While you have the light, believe in the light, that you may become sons of the light. These things Jesus spoke and departed and was hidden from them. But although he had done so many signs before them, they did not believe. Isn't that something? That the word of Isaiah the prophet might be fulfilled, which he spoke. Lord, who's believed our report? And to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? Therefore they could not believe, because Isaiah said again, he has blinded their eyes and hardened their hearts, lest they should see with their eyes, lest they should understand with their hearts and turn, so that I should heal them. These things Isaiah said when he saw his glory and spoke of him. Nevertheless, even among the rulers, many believed in him. But because of the Pharisees, they did not confess him, lest they should be put out of the synagogue. Look at this next verse, 43. For they loved the praise of men more than the praise of God. Don't let that be said of you. Verse number 44. Jesus cried out saying, he who believes in me believes not in me, but him who sent me. And he who sees me sees him who sent me. I have come as a light into the world, that whoever believes in me should not abide in darkness. And if anyone hears my words and does not believe, I do not judge him, for I did not come to judge the world, but to save the world. Isn't that awesome? He who rejects me and does not receive my words has that which judges him. The word that I have spoken will judge him in the last day. I have not spoken on my own authority, but the Father who sent me gave me a command what I should say, and what I should speak. I know that this command is everlasting life. Therefore, whatever I speak, just as the Father has told me, so I speak. Jesus is telling us, once again, I only do what I see my Father do. And I only say what I hear my Father say. Now, circle the wagons. How do you circle the wagons on all that? Except Jesus, that right up to the very last moment was saying to everybody, I'm getting ready to die. I'm getting ready to suffer. This is going to happen. And I will be the sacrificial lamb for every one of you. He's telling them. It's his last days. He wants to get every Pharisee and every scribe and the workers of the law. He wants to get every one of them into the kingdom. That's what's happening right now in this world that we live in right now today in 2022. There are preachers and street preachers and TV preachers and internet preachers and pastors and sidewalk preachers and door-to-door knockers. There's people everywhere speaking the gospel so that you can come to the knowledge of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. This is not a time to be playing around and playing games. You got to get serious with God. He's coming. And that's what this program is all about. We're going to help you find God, and then we're going to help you find God. We're going to get you born again, filled with the Holy Spirit, and then we're going to open up the book, the Word of God, and show you how to walk with Him every single day of your life. And it's an amazing life when you learn that you're a believer. You're not just a Christian, a churcher. You're actually a believer. You're actually part of the body of Christ. And it's an exciting life that you get to live. Now, we're going to pray the prayer of salvation. We want you to pray it with us. And you know what's cool about this? In 2 minutes, you'll be born again and right with God, no matter what you've done in your whole life. How cool is that?
Amazing.
That's like Jesus putting all of the Passover event that the children of Israel did for 1,500 years, putting it into a glass of grape juice and a piece of bread and saying, as often as you want to do this, go ahead. That's pretty cool. Now, pray this with me. Father, in the name of Jesus.
Father, in the name of Jesus.
I know I need you in my life every day.
I know I need you in my life.
And according to John 3:16.
And according to John 3:16.
When I believe in you.
When I believe in you.
You give me everlasting life.
You give me everlasting life.
And I will not perish.
And I will not perish.
Thank you. Ready?
Thank you.
Here's your declaration. Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God.
Jesus, I believe you are the Son.
And you rose again on the third day just for me.
And you rose again on the third day.
Put your hands out and say, I receive you into my life, Jesus.
I receive you into my life,
Jesus. All of your grace and your mercy.
All of your grace and your mercy.
All of your love and your righteousness.
All of your love and your righteousness.
Filling every part of my life.
Filling every part of my life.
With all the fullness of God.
With all the fullness of God.
Think about it. Jesus just came in. He's in there. Ready? Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
So I live in power.
So I live in power.
Understand the Word of God.
Understand the Word of God.
Pray in my heavenly language.
Pray in my heavenly language.
And live
language.
A successful life.
And live a successful
as a believer every day.
As a believer. Every
I pray day. This in Jesus' mighty name.
Jesus' mighty name.
Just like that. Just like that. You did it. You're born again. You're in the kingdom. You're saved. You prayed the prayer, whatever you know it is. And if you don't know it, you just changed forever. You went from darkness to light. You went from fear to faith. You went from sin to righteousness in one prayer. The Father just adopted you into the family. And according to Romans chapter 8, verses 14 through 17, you're now an heir of God and a joint heir with Jesus. I know it's an amazing experience. You're being filled with all the fullness of God. You are being filled with all the fullness of God right now. What do I do with it, Pastor? Walk with God every day. That will include Bible reading, prayer, being around Christians. It includes the things that you would find at a church. Mm-hmm. But the answer is don't walk with church, walk with God. Why? Because God is now living in you. And as soon as you start acknowledging the fact that God lives in you, and you start living like that every day, your life will change dramatically. Because it's no longer about, well, what if I do this wrong? Or what if I don't do that right? Or what if I don't do enough of this? It's not about any of that. It's about walk with your Father. He will guide you every single step of the way. I used to be concerned about all the people that came to my church. I'm not concerned anymore. Why? I am teaching you to walk with God. And if you walk with God, I don't ever have to worry about it because you'll know His voice and you'll do what He says. Right. Amen?
Amen.
Click like, subscribe, and hit the bell. And stay connected with us. Why? Because then you're going to grow and develop. This program right here alone is one of the greatest discipleship programs I've ever seen. There's a playlist for it that contains every video we've recorded since January 1st. Every one of them in that one playlist. And when you click on it, when you click on the playlist and you see them all listed there, make sure you go over and click that little plus button on the side, because that'll add it to your library and your YouTube account, so when you open it up, it'll be in your library. You don't have to go looking for it every day. And you'll be able to listen to it. You're going to get so excited about the majestic Word of God, you're going to go back and start in Genesis and just go all the way through it. And it's going to be like one of those times when you sat down and on a Saturday and you watched a whole bunch of college football or something. Except it'll be the Word of God, something of great value. And it'll transform your life. Send me an email, HG Preacher Man. It's right down there in the description. HGPreacherMan@gmail.com. Send us a letter, P.O. Box 4315, Williston, North Dakota, 58802. Send us a picture of who you are listening to this program. No matter where you are, share it with every one of your family, your friends, your neighbors, your relatives, and even your enemies. Share it with them, so that they have the opportunity to come to know Jesus. And it's in their email box. Or, you know, it'll be in their text or their email or in their messenger or somewhere. Post it on your Facebook page. It's all good because it's the Word of God. Till we see you again, this is what we say. Remember this. Tomorrow cometh unless the rapture happens.
Amen.
And if the rapture happens, just give a big shout across eternity. Read the Word, and we'll all come flying to you. I know. It says, in the moment, in the twinkling of an eye. I know, but I'm going to cover a lot of universe in a twinkling of an eye. Anyways, be sure to love you, and we'll see you soon, right here, and Read the Word, in Jesus' mighty name. All of our friends on Blog Talk Radio, we bless you, we love you, we declare in Jesus' mighty name, the blessing of the Lord that makes rich and adds no sorrow with it will be yours in Jesus' name. Amen. And amen. See you soon.